You're listening to the My SBA Loan Pro Podcast, hosted by Ryan Smith, principal broker and founder of Think SBA, a one-of-a-kind loan brokerage serving small business owners and entrepreneurs in their quest to purchase real estate, acquire a business or franchise, or obtain working capital. In each episode, Ryan reveals valuable insights and best practices regarding the SBA loan program and application process. Let's get started.
Will an SBA guaranteed loan require that I offer my personal residence as collateral? The answer is yes and no. Not every individual obtaining an SBA guaranteed loan is required to offer their personal residence or any other real estate owned as collateral. However, banks, credit unions, and non-bank lenders are required by the SBA's Standard Operating Procedure Manual to take the applicant's personal residence or other real estate owned as additional collateral on non-real estate loans where there is a shortage of collateral. For example, applicants can expect to be required to offer additional collateral in the form of their personal residence or other real estate owned where the business does not possess sufficient collateral on startup, expansion, and working capital loans. In addition, you can expect a lender to require your personal residence as collateral in the case of a 100% loan-to-value SBA 7A real estate guaranteed loan. Yes, those do exist. Though the application of the SBA's collateral guidelines differs from lender to lender, applicants who do not own their personal residence are not supposed to be denied credit solely based on this fact.
Thank you for listening to the My SBA Loan Pro Podcast. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, and leave a review. But most importantly, we hope you'll use this information to start your SBA loan journey today by texting or calling us at 858-762-2774 or completing our online application at mysba.pro/app. That's mysba.pro/app. We look forward to working with you.